Oh, man. Hey, this is Chris Johnson, and I'm just pounding fucking apples, baby. This is like the time that they're in, right? I don't understand fruit, like why certain times of year it's supposed to be better. Because I go to the fucking store, I gotta tell you, I see fucking apples there all the time. I've never like had an apple like in fucking February and taken a bite and thought like, motherfucker, this shit's not in season. I figure if you're gonna fucking sell it, it's gonna be good. I don't fucking understand any of that. And I don't really want to understand it either. Like, if you know, don't tell me. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to forget about it anyway. I'm not going to pay attention. I just did something right now in my apartment that proved how fucking terrible a parent I would be. My cat was pissing me off. He was just fucking chirping at me, man. He just fucking chirps at me. I got two cats. An all-white cat and an all-black cat. They're legitimate brothers. They came from the same fucking litter. They came out of the same cat vagina. They're not just like, you know, you adopt two cats and they're like, they're brothers because they live together. These are legit fucking brothers. There's no bullshit here. These are real fucking brothers. And they fucking chirp at me a lot. But Simon, the all black cat, he usually will like chirp at me like if he's fucking hungry. Like I know what's up. You know, I'll be sleeping and he'll be like, meow. I'm like, fuck, his fucking dish is empty. And then I'll get up, I'll know his fucking dish is empty. And once I fill that fucking dish, he's basically fine. Finley, I don't know what the fuck he wants ever. He just fucking meows and meows and meows and meows. I'll pet him and he meows. And sometimes he meows like while I'm petting him. Like, son, I don't know what the fuck. Like, what are we doing? Like, you want pets, you want attention. Like, what the fuck, what are we doing? I'll play with him for a little while. If you've had a cat, they'll play for like a minute and then they'll just stare at you like, fuck you. Get that fucking feather out of here. And then they won't play anymore. So I'm like, all right, fine, fuck it. I'll throw it on the ground and then I'll go like take a seat and then he'll just look in front of me and go, meow. I'm like, God, fuck, what? So that was happening. I cracked the mic. I'm going to do a podcast and this fucker is just like chirping at me nonstop. And I thought, you know what? You're getting some catnip. And he loves catnip so much, both of them will eat it. But Finley likes it a lot more than Simon. Simon's actually like passed out on the fucking kitchen floor, like in front of it, with like just the fucking remnants of the nip all over the place. Finley is over like, I put him like by the TV. He likes the nip so much that if I just open something, if I open a bottle, well, not a bottle, like, you know, like a jar of fucking pickles, anything you have to twist, anything with a twist top. If I open that fucking thing too fast, he thinks it's fucking catnip. So like if I'm cleaning out like a water bottle, because I bring water bottles to work, if I'm cleaning out a fucking water bottle and I'm not paying attention and I fucking open it, he goes fucking ballistic. The meows go crazy, fucking shoots up. He'll hear that shit halfway across the fucking apartment. So he was just driving me fucking crazy and I thought, you know what? I need a couple seconds. I got to record a cast. I'm fucking pissy right now. Well, right now, like always. I can't fucking deal with it. I can't listen to this shit right now. You got to fucking stop. So I just gave him some fucking catnip. I gave him some fucking catnip to shut him up. That's the equivalent of like if you have a kid, just like, you know what, motherfucker, you're going on Ritalin. Take this fucking Ritalin and sit and just look at fucking shapes and sounds and fucking music and shit like that. Here, focus. Focus on these shapes and sounds. Here, watch TV. Watch some cartoons, would you please? Like, I don't know how parents do it. I don't think parents are like superheroes. I mean, there's like a notion like that too. Like certain parents think that they're like somehow superior to like other people, especially fucking bums like me who don't have any fucking kids, just have two cats. They're like, well, I got, you know, three kids. Well, you wanted three kids. Like, what the fuck? I mean, they didn't just get dropped off by a fucking stork. I mean, you wanted three fucking kids. That's not my fucking problem. You don't deserve like a medal or a fucking trophy for like having kids and being a parent. Like if you're a good parent and you take care of your fucking kids and they grow up and they're fucking well-meaning, polite members of fucking society, then like I'll give you fucking all the credit in the world because there's a lot of dicks out there. So if you can raise some people who aren't huge fucking dicks, I will fucking love you. But I don't know how you deal with the fucking nonsense. I don't know how you deal with the fucking insanity and the fucking screaming and the crying. I mean, I got a bunch of nieces and nephews now, four to be exact, and all my cousins have fucking kids. So there's a lot of fucking yelling. And I hear that shit and I'm like, motherfucker. Like, can't you give the kid some fucking catnip? Do what I do with my fucking cats. Can't you give him some nip? Drug that motherfucker up, please. I just want to sit around the campfire and talk. Can I watch the goddamn game in peace? What the fuck do you want? Why are you being an asshole? I don't know how people do it. At one point when I was married, there were like two ferrets, fucking four cats, various fucking foster dogs, because the ex worked at like a fucking vet's office or a fucking rescue or some shit. I don't remember. Maybe that's why I'm fucking divorced. I don't know what the fuck was going on ever. But you know, dogs are coming and going. Like, I remember having a dog, like, wake up in the morning, I'm like, I gotta take you outside. Son of a bitch. I don't want to fight. It's cold out, goddammit. Can't you let yourself out? Jesus Christ. So like, pets are hard enough for me. Pets are hard enough, but there's tricks with pets. I mean, I can give, and Finley's acting up, getting fucking sassy, I can give him some fucking nip. You know, if they're fucking yelling at me, I'll give him some fucking treats or some shit. But if you do that with kids, they're going to be fucking assholes. You can't do that with fucking kids. I mean, I guess you can do that with kids, but they're going to grow up to be like bigger dicks. Like, I watch it and I think to myself. Sometimes I think to myself, like, if I'm around, like, my sisters and my cousins and the kids are being huge fucking pains in the ass, I like to think to myself, like, man, what would I do in this situation? What would a fucking anxious dickhead that can't keep any kind of a fucking relationship, who barely keeps his fucking head above water, what would he do in this situation? Because my advice, let me tell you something, is going to be legitimate fucking advice. You better fucking listen to me on this one. And I think to myself, you know, I watch them. They're like, well, just give him a snack. And I think, you can't give him the snack. You're gonna teach him the wrong shit. And then I think, like, bro, you just gave your cat some catnip because you couldn't fucking deal with her fucking nonsense. You're in no position to speak here. You got no fucking legs to stand on. Well, I'll be back. Sundays and Wednesdays, that's when you get your new podcast episodes. You can follow me on Twitter at JohnsonHatesYou. You can follow me on Instagram at Maybe 5 Minutes. You can catch every episode on Podbean, the website, or the app. I'm also on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play. And for the Facebook friends, or even if you're not my Facebook friend, you can see the fucking podcast anyway. You can get the podcast video right in my fucking timeline.